Along with a red t-shirt wearing crew of educators, Monday's conference drew public figures, including new Hanover County Commissioner Jonathan Barfield, State Senate candidate Elizabeth Redenbaugh, and State Representative Susie Hamilton. Hamilton notes that between 2003 and 2009, North Carolina stood in the middle on the scale of nationwide teacher pay. But between 2010 and 2013, she says the state dropped down to number 46.
Look at how quickly it happened. It took 3 years. 3 years to put us at the bottom of the pack in the United States. I won't stand for it. There were very, very, very many reasons for me to vote against the budget last year in the General Assembly. But the number one reason was because of what it did to public education.
Aim Higher NC's online petition to get legislators to raise teachers' salaries within the next 4 years has about 30,000 signatures so far. And last week, Governor McCrory said he plans to raise teacher pay within the next 5 years. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.